This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I don't know about you, but I could do with a frothy mocha around about now. It's 12:44, ladies and gentlemen, and most of you have probably had your lunch by now, but we are starving here in the studio. But this is Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury with...
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Brudge.
If you want to get in touch before the end of the show, you've got about 15 minutes to do so. 018-789-8899. We're talking about perks. We've run through a bunch of companies that offer some really seriously good perks. PwC, of course, have now upped their game to 30 days paternal leave for new fathers. We've spoken about 8 or 9 companies that offer car washes at work and
helping to pay with the student loan.
Helping to pay for student loans, some wonderful little perks. Of course, Arvin has to come in the show like Matt Armitage does on a fun Friday and bring everything down a peg or two and actually tell us, well, these perks might sound really good, but actually there is a darker side to them.
Yeah, it speaks to my cynicism. I love it.
I never knew you were a cynical kind of guy, Arv.
The way this article starts is from Fast Company, and the way it starts is nice because stuff turns dark like very, very fast. Companies offer all sorts of benefits and extras to attract the most favored workers, from healthcare to stock options to free food. But all those perks come at a price, your freedom. Labor historians, they say that labor historians call this welfare capitalism because companies basically give people subsidized loans, housing, free classes, and access to fitness facilities or health facilities and make them depend on those things, which then lets the companies influence the way its employees think and act. So it's a power play. Basically, it's a power play. You give people what they want and then you make them stay with you or do things that you want because you're giving them those free perks and benefits. Obviously, this is not about all companies. There are a lot of companies that do it because they want to keep their employees happy, because then it just reflects positively on the company. But there are ways that companies manipulate these perks to get employees, especially favored employees, doing what the high-ups and the bigger ones want them to do. So here's how it works. We think of compensation as salary or our hourly wage, but companies think of it as a whole. In legal terms, it's called total compensation, meaning salary, bonuses, stock options, and stuff like medical insurance. Most other federal laws in most countries, companies can't mess with your hourly wage because they can't touch that thing. But it can flex its perks and benefits, and this is how it influences employee behavior. So some companies genuinely want to keep their employees happy because that means a better workforce, but a lot of companies flex their perks so that one, it's difficult to leave for a competitor, or two, to keep you at work longer than your required working hours. So for example, Facebook, Dropbox, and Google, they have free food. Maybe that's just a perk, but a lot of studies have explained how this is to give employees less reason to leave the office, so they give you that ecosystem. I think Huawei is another one that has a full campus, so you don't have to leave the campus to get what you want. Everything you need, including shopping centers, are within the campus. So you're always within that work environment. This same concept applies for companies that give out loans, so you have to stay till it's all paid, scholarships, bonds, same thing. Even when companies give you mobile devices that are fully paid for, laptops, smartphones, you have to wonder if it's for your benefit or because the company wants you to be online on call 24/7. So you have no excuse. The company owns your phone, so it knows that your bill has been paid and it knows the phone works. Even if the phone doesn't work, it's going to replace a new phone, so you always have a phone to be online with. The article then, it goes off on a tangent of how they started in the US, Henry Ford's time, way back when. Very interesting read that you should go check out. But basically, the outline is people should weigh their company perks and benefits against the value of the company itself. Stuff like, are you happy there? Is the work good? Does the company genuinely treat you well? Is it something you really want to do long-term in life? Because obviously, these choices are not easy ones. People have bills to pay and perks are nice cushions in life. But if the work itself is affecting your health and the perks are making it worse, maybe it's time to reflect and ask yourself if the perks and benefits are worth staying in a company for. And I think that's a good question, because with previous employments, I've asked myself those same things. You know, just about weighing perks and benefits, if it's worth sticking around for.
Eugene here just WhatsApp. Eugene saying just WhatsApp, like he's ever the skeptical. I get paid, I get a job.
There you go.
Easy life.
The Henry Ford thing, right? Later on in the article, he's, you know, quoted regularly as being famous for paying his employees $5 a day, which back then
was a lot of money.
Was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But in actual fact, he only paid them $2.50 an hour. The other $2.50 was a profit-sharing dividend. As long as the worker had to submitted to a home inspection by their very own sociological department and allow inspectors to interview his family and friends. And people could actually fail these inspections if you were in debt, if you were having a wife that worked outside the home, if you were an immigrant who didn't speak enough English. Some people actually failed this test because they were selling real estate, for being a little bit too drunk, or even having a Polish wedding. You know, so again,
how dare they?
How dare they? So Polish, it looked as though all these things were wonderful, but when you dig that little bit deeper, there's a real dark side to some of these perks for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've actually been to some of the companies that you've named in that article. Google, for example, if you've been to any of the Google offices, they look fantastic, you know, and you see all these little playful objects, table tennis, video games, the cafe that they have all built in. And you just think to yourself, it's this whole encompassed, you know, ecosystem. Mm. And you can see why you would be happy as a worker there until you realize that, hang on a minute, this is just like that wonderful, padded, colorful little cell that I can't get out of until I've done my work. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So here is the thing, right? When you're working for someone at the end of the day, that's it, right? You're employed. And you are responsible.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Because they pay your salary and the perks and benefits are an add-on. Okay. So I'm just, you know, old school that way. Mm-hmm. And when they offer these, and if you don't like it, then be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Then, you know, then that's the other side, right? Yeah. What is easier? That's the price you have to pay.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't like it. So when the companies come up with things like that, you know, that's good. I mean, what I've always valued is companies that have always allowed me flexibility. Like even my previous two jobs, I was, you know, a part-time TV newsreader, and they were very flexible. And I think, like, even within BFM, I do other things as well. And that, to me, is why I'm still so, you know, I'm still with the organization, because they give me the flexibility. Mm. So that's the perk for me.
Which you definitely would not get from a lot of other companies.
A lot of other companies, right? Yeah. I mean, if you ask, and this is no offense and not a knock on anything, but if you ask people about who work in government for very, very long, like decades in government, and why they work there, they'll say that because they want to reap the benefits at the end of their careers. Like once they retire, no, government looks after them, they have all the perks and benefits. But if you ask them, were you happy with your job? It's a completely different question. They're like, it's not about that. It's about the long-term goal. It's about what we get. It's all these frills we get working with the government. Again, no offense. It's, you know, it's a choice in life, but you know, different reasons why people work in different industries and different sectors and stuff, right? I've had that question asked to me, like previous employment, I wasn't happy with the job, and then I stayed there for perks and benefits until a friend asked me, like, why are you there? I get the insurance, I get the, you know, the food is subsidized, you know, I get the free parking and stuff. And he's like, you're staying in a company you're not happy with for free parking and subsidized food? Is that, so that put me in perspective. I was like, oh, you know, I sort of like reflected on stuff and made choices. But it's all these things. I mean, perks have a way of, you know, getting people either to stay, and they also have a way of cushioning all the, you know, making the rough edges sort of smoother, so you don't see stuff that's actually happening. So I guess it depends on what you want, I guess.
They are rose-tinted glasses. Right.
This company that didn't give you a name card.
Yes. Yeah. It's the same one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen back to our podcast to potentially enough clues there to trace it back as a kind of Goldilocks kind of Hansel and Gretel, rather, to follow those breadcrumbs back to who that employer might have been. On that note, we should probably wrap up. Of course, we have been talking about perks throughout the show. We started off with the story from PwC, and the big news from them is that they have given 30 days enhanced paternity leave for 30 days to encourage new fathers to stay at home a little bit longer.
And old fathers, I guess, if it's baby number two. Then we follow along with the story. 16 companies have amazing employee perks. That's a good one.
Then we finished with the dark side of corporate perks.
Right. So if you missed any part of this show, don't forget, you can download the podcast wherever you'd normally get it from. Also, we're on Spotify. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. But of course, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Professor Harvey Whitehouse, a professor of anthropology from Oxford University. Now, people tend to indulge in groupthink, or they follow the herd, even if it's detrimental to themselves. How can we neutralize extreme thinking groups such as extremists? Why do people cling on to their tribes? All discussed with the anthropologist Professor Harvey Whitehouse from Oxford on The Breakfast Grill. That was this morning, and it's coming up after the news at 1. Up next, it is Lowell Folsom with Mellow Together here on BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.